This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's Offman Show here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Mixing things up on a Thursday, typically at 5:30, we hit Never Read the Comments. Our mock drafts are in the first hour, but you 4 o'clock hour folks, you got a mock draft last week. And also, you're going to get home early if you're listening on the radio right now. So you can go home and listen to us live, or you can listen back on the podcast or watch the video. Because the mock draft, we're going to do one for the 5 o'clock hour folks today, which means, though, that you get a treat that they normally get, and we call it Never Read the Comments.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah!
Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby!
Never read the comments.
So the way this works is our show is live on YouTube every day, which means we have all this 3 hours worth of video, and then we chop it up and put it on demand and all the segments, or at least a lot of the segments, and then you guys comment on it. And then we take a look at the comments. I interact with them at Craig Hoffman and at the Team 980, and then we even pick a few out and we read them and react to them on the radio. So sometimes I'm a little typey-typey back to you, and sometimes I'm a little shouty-shouty back to you. Or talky-talky. I try not to shout on this show too much, Anthony.
JK.
Hey now. I'll shout at you. Let's get started. Our big topic today is going to be on the RFK story that broke yesterday. The Commanders likely returning back to RFK Stadium in 2030. But first, just a shout out to one of our interviews that we did. Peter Ranney, 9488, says, love to hear from Bub because he listened to the Bub Carrington interview that we did late last week. He is so fun to watch this year. I really like the answer about working on the pick and roll defense because I know a kid like that is going to get his shots up in the offseason no matter what. But if he can get his on-ball defense figured out, he could be an absolute dude in the league. Bub was great when we had him. And again, the maturity that he has and obviously the game. And Anthony, why doesn't every athlete want to come on our show?
They should, right?
What sport do we get the most from? What team in town is the best to us with their players?
Probably the Mystics.
The Mystics are great. And?
The Wizards.
And?
The Commanders.
The correct answer you'll get to eventually. The soccer team, Anthony. The Spirit.
Oh, who was I saying? The Mystics? I kept on trying to say this.
You're like, I already said them. Yeah, no, the Mystics have been great. You know, we will talk to a bunch of their players at Media Day. And
the Spirit,
they were great,
yes.
Coming on last year. But the Spirit have been the kindest in terms of getting us players over the three, almost 4 years that we've been doing this show. And often when their players come on, they score in the ensuing game. They just go on tears. Well, Bub came on. Next game, or that weekend, he hits the game winner to close out the season at Miami. I'm just saying, if you're a DC athlete and you want to have a good week, holler at your boys. We'll welcome you on. We'll talk to you about your story. We'll let people get to know you, and then you'll be good at your sport. What? Who loses?
Good things happen, man.
The answer is the opponents. The players, the teams not from the District of Columbia and surrounding areas. That's all I got to say about that. All right, RFK Stadium. It looks like it's going to be the home of the Commanders once again in 2030. Stephen Chisholm, 421, says, Josh Harris doesn't mess around. Man gets stuff done. He didn't say stuff, Anthony. I'm going to say stuff because it's the radio.
Yeah, I saw your hand gesture, so I understood what you were saying.
Made a parenthesis with the hand.
Yeah.
Gets stuff done. I think there's two different ways you can go about spending $6 billion. I'm going to guess because I don't have $6 billion to spend. You can either spend $6 billion and then be like, I spent $6 billion. I got no money left. Or you can spend $6 billion and go, I didn't spend $6 billion to then be cheap. It's too expensive to be cheap. So yeah, Josh Harris was going to get this done. And that leaves us to this comment by Chasing Sleep, at Chasing-Sleep, which, Anthony, I'm just going to say on the front end of this, this is not how I would word this. I am just reading the comment, although I think there is some truth to the sentiment. Chasing-Sleep says, these D.C. residents are ungrateful SOBs. Without the Harris Group getting Congress to pass the RFK bill, then the federal government would still own the land. Then no one would be able to redevelop the land. Also, to the residents worrying about giving money to build a stadium, my argument is if you want to redevelop the land, it would still cost taxpayer money to redevelop the land. So I think this is a convoluted comment with some truth, some false, and an unnecessary swipe at a particular sect of D.C. residents. I'm not necessarily into calling people SOBs, at least this particular group of SOBs. I do think the point that nobody was going to be more successful lobbying Congress than Josh Harris and his group or some other competent NFL group is probably correct. I do not know that there was a group of lobbyists in D.C. Boy, do we have a lot of them. I don't know that there's a group of lobbyists on behalf of D.C. that could have unlocked the RFK land. And they've had years to try, just as the team has. And the reason is very simple, because I think it in some ways unpoliticizes it. And again, this is the one political issue I have no problem talking about on this show. I am extremely for D.C. statehood. As a D.C. resident, I pay federal taxes. I have no extra say in the government. And people make all these stupid arguments about, if you want to keep the White House and Congress the actual Capitol building, and you want to create a federal district that says these buildings are not state, that's fine. Nobody lives there. I, as a United States citizen, would like some senators. And the fact that I can't call anybody to complain about that because I don't have representatives is actually the entire point. If you don't get it based off that, then you're just unwillingly going to get it. But because of the fact that DC votes 90% Democrat, Republicans do not have a political incentive to give DC statehood, and thus DC statehood and anything involving DC self-governance is very unlikely to get done when it has to go through Congress. By making it about a football team and a football stadium, there's some depoliticization that happens there. They go, oh, okay, well, the NFL is like someone that we like. We like football. A football stadium, this goes back in history to what it used to be. Let's do it. And I think that unlocks it in a way that if a group of DC activists that were trying to do something on behalf of just the citizens of DC, I don't think it gets as far. Now, that does not mean that the second part of this is true, that the actual best use of this land, if it was just free land for DC to do whatever with, which, by the way, I will say this, technically is what happened. Josh Harris and them lobbied because they wanted to unlock the land for DC, and like that's the way the bill was written. But it happened with the understanding that it's going to turn into a football stadium, right? So like we can acknowledge those two things at once. Technically, what happened was they returned the land to to DC. But if that was done without any strings attached and there was no pressure to put on a football stadium, sure, green spaces and grocery stores and affordable housing, like that could be argued as a better use of taxpayer money and would generate a ton of revenue because the taxes on the groceries and the housing and the income taxes and all that kind of stuff. So those two arguments don't necessarily go together. We can have that nuanced conversation, but there's also just eventually a hard reality that the best way to get that land unlocked and stop just rotting and doing having nothing done with it like has been going for the last 30 years or most of the last 30 years. And even sometimes when the building was in use, Anthony, it was still rotting beneath the fans that were going to DC United games and Washington Nationals games in the early days as the stadium fell apart around them. The best way this land was going to get unlocked was a football stadium. And sometimes you have to deal in reality, and we're going to have to take a little less housing, a few less grocery stores and green space acreage for a football stadium, because otherwise we wouldn't have gotten anything at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all in favor for, you know, the team moving back to, you know, RFK Stadium. Again, I live directly across, well, my family anyway, live directly across the bridge. And my dad, my uncles and aunts, like, they had no problem, you know, making their way over to RFK Stadium. When we were, you know, in the 90s and the early 2000s over there. So I think people will come to, like, appreciate the team being back, to be honest, and not necessarily have as many complaints. There are going to be some people that have complaints, but like I think the vast majority will be all in favor for it.
Mr. C.S. Sylvester. So the first caller moves near a stadium, because remember, we had Bill in D.C., who I actually think commented on this as well. We'll get to his comment next. So the first caller moves near a stadium that gets upset that the team might move back to the site. Then he used the clown emoji, which I typically hate, but sometimes understand the urge to use. We don't care what you want. The stadium should go right where RFK already is. This is part of my argument as well, that if you moved, you've either been at RFK long enough that you dealt with it the first time, or you moved in knowing there was a really good chance they would go back. There really is no in between, unless you like moved in the year after they moved out. So that argument falls flat. William Cullen P3B, who I think is Bill in DC, because I think he was in the chat yesterday, said, one thing you have to remember, politicians don't care about taxpayers. They care about donors. That's why it was so silly for that reporter talking about Mark Seagraves, the reporter who broke this story, to bring up the Eastern High School meeting. Donors don't go to meetings. They call the mayor directly, and her donors don't want it. Bill, this is the thing she has probably been the most passionate about, she being Mayor Bowser, in her entire administration. If her donors don't want it, they're barking up the wrong tree because she wants it. So how good are the donors? Also, politicians care about donors right up to the point that the voters, who are the taxpayers, vote them out. So I think that comment is incorrect on all fronts. DMV Most Wanted. I live in Ward 7, and I understand why people want different things there, but it's been decades of DC not doing a damn thing in that area. I know for sure the only way to leverage DC to make moves in that area is to put a stadium there first. I think that is the main point that I kind of walk away with the data reflect on this, Anthony, is I think I understand the economists and you know, even the folks in the neighborhood's argument that there's a better use for this land. And it's kind of like hope, you know, it's having a theoretical path to make $1 million when I'm handing you $100,000. Sure. Theoretically, could you do something else and get $100,000 or get $1 million? Yeah. Or you could just take the $100,000. And this is the $100,000.
Yeah, I think I'm not gonna lie, Craig, like what they've done to the area so far, I'm not even all that big of a fan of. I do like the fields that they have over there. But as far as the bike lanes and the fact there's only one lane on I don't know what street that is anymore, but it goes around RFK Stadium, I'm just not a big fan of it. So like I'll be interested to see how the rest of it gets built up, just because I think obviously they're building towards something, so hopefully it just ultimately makes sense.
There's also a lot of NIMBYism in that neighborhood. there's a lot of gentrification in that neighborhood.
Too much.
And I really just don't want to hear it from rich folks who kicked out poor folks that they're going to have to deal with something that a lot of other people want. I just don't have a lot of sympathy for you. And that's, you know, that's the way it is. Like, look, I live in a neighborhood that used to be very different demographically somewhere in DC. I'm not going to give away where I live. And that's just like, that is also a reality of Earth. I don't begrudge the people that necessarily live there. But what I'm telling you is you don't have a right to complain. You know, if there's go-go music outside my window because I live close to a bunch of bars, or I live close to, you know, a place where people have been doing that for years on the block, like, I chose to live there. You chose to live in a place where the name of your neighborhood is like the RFK neighborhood, the RFK Stadium neighborhood. Like, what'd you think was going to happen? I just don't have a lot of sympathy nor empathy for those folks who are making those complaints. If you have different complaints, fine. And you are more than welcome to use your voice in the political process, but be prepared to lose.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Mock draft 2.0 coming up at 5 o'clock for us. And Anthony, before we do that, we got reactions to our mock draft from last week. Again, I took Emeka Egbuka at 29 for the Commanders, the way the board fell. Austin Aggie, which feels like his name should be Austin Muggy, and he forgot the M, but Austin, maybe it's Austin Aggie, 4640 says, I like the pick at 29. I would not be disappointed at all in adding one of the best receivers in the class. Do we need edge help? Yes, but I have faith in the coaching staff to work with what we have and maybe add another piece eventually somewhere before the season starts. Loading up on weapons around JD5 also seems like a good idea. Meanwhile, KingSaw5282 says, Egbuka? Nah. So he's out on it. While Brian says, Brian Mulholland 2467 says, I really like Scorton, as in the other edge from Texas A&M. I think a lot of folks are sleeping on him. Harmon would have been pretty sweet too. Per Egbuka, I'd rather have Jaden Higgins. 29 is a bit rich for him, but it is for Egbuka too, in my opinion. And I read all those comments together, Anthony, just to remind folks that everyone's got different opinions on everything. Some people think Emeka Egbuka is a top 20 player in this draft. Some people, like Brian, think he belongs closer to the 30s and 40s. I think in a deeper draft at the top, 30s is probably about right for me. I think, like, I like Egbuka, but I'm not going to be, like, if that's the pick at 29, I'm like, all right, we got Egbuka. Not, yeah, we got Egbuka. In the same way that, like, if Donovan Ezeraku falls, I'll be way more excited. I think Egbuka is just so solid. And I think he's everything they want off the field, in the locker room, in the weight room, all of that stuff. He fits so perfectly with the culture here. And he's a good, good, good football player. But the explosive, like, high upside, is this guy ever going to be one of the best dudes in the league, that's probably not who you're getting there. And for that reason, I kind of understand all of these comments, even though they all run face first into each other.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, I just don't think he's one of those guys like the Justin Jeffersons, the CeeDee Lambs that went early 20s in a deeper draft. And everybody's like, yeah, we got our guy. And, you know, for him to fall to us at 29, I think some people going to view it as more so a reach or, you know, somebody that we could have maybe gotten in, you know, the second round. But I don't think he'll be available for us in the second round. But he's a second round talent kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's just not a top heavy draft. And, you know, Jeremy Green, who you'll hear from later on in the show, he thinks like from 10 to 50. Those dudes are all pretty interchangeable, depending on your flavor, what you like. Like, that is where the depth is in this draft. And thus, if you are picking between 10 and 30, you're not really getting great value. And that's also going to make trades hard, which makes what I'm about to say kind of silly. We're going to do a mock draft where trades are live next. And we'll see if anybody wants to do any dealing. Of course, one of the other guys we talked about was Donovan Ezeraku. And 7PRS965 says, if he's a commander, I'm buying a jersey in every color.
He sounds excited.
He does. But I think, unfortunately, Tommy DeMar, E1M, is going to be right. Don't see him falling to 29. I think some of the mock drafts and like the draft simulators have him lower. And thus, in a lot of mock drafts, he keeps falling. But one thing to keep in mind, too, I think it's Jeff Hathaway is the guy's name. Who is now the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. He recruited Donovan Ezeraku to Boston College when he was the head coach. The Packers could use edge help. Good luck getting Donovan Ezeraku past the Packers. Just throw that in the back of your mind to make yourself sad. And then if it doesn't happen, celebrate. Celebrate with joy. The next mock draft you'll hear, though, is us, and we're doing it. Next, let's never read the comments. Always make sure that you leave yours and subscribe at Craig Hoffman at the Team 980. When we get back, it is time to go back into the war room for Mock Draft 2.0.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.